I will just propose, if you've got it, just give it to Johnny, because it's just it's not supposed to be here. I don't know who bought it. Nobody knows it. Let's just say there's a zombie in this committee. Or somebody sabotaging us. I don't know. Nobody seems to know it. No one owns it. So if you have it, can you just go to the bin? Because it will be a real message to South Africans. Whoever is sabotaging us, may God deal with you. That's the only thing I can say. Where's Dion? From... Okay, members, I think that 10 minutes helped. Now, the department has done their job. Here is the document we're working on. It's 23B23A, 2011. Do we all have it? This is the one that I know we're supposed to work on today. So the other one that has been brought by a zombie, you must bring it here in front. It's going to be banned because it is not supposed to be here. I don't know who drafted it. Maybe we should get a sangoma here because there seems to be a zombie. This is the judgment that we propose. This is what we all agreed upon. So the department has done their job. Here is it. B23A/2011. Members, do we all have it? I want us to be together here before the ghost confuses us again. Okay. And you have the original bill. Okay. Now let's get to business now. Because all has been cleared, DJ will give over to you and Umalus. So I don't know who is who, but I'll give it over to you. Then members were working on that document that you have. I'm very sure that it was not my medication that makes me confused. So it was Casper, the friendly ghost. So DJ, over to you.
Thanks, Chair, and thanks for that clarity. I will hand over to the state law advisors to take us through what is now called B23A. That's the cross-by clause. They will take us through that. As soon as the state law advisors are done, we will make comments. The parliamentary legal advisors will make comments, and then the committee will deliberate on the bill, on what we are proposing as the cross-by clause. Thanks.
Thanks, DG. And honorable members of the committee. We as the state law advisors, in the last meeting, were instructed by the committee to make an A list based on the amendments which were proposed. Which were discussed in the committee. I hope everyone is having the A bill in front of them. We are going to start at number one. Number one, on page 3, it's clause 1. We're going to start at clause 1. I hope you are having the A bill and the introduced bill on top of your desk. We're starting at clause 1. The amendment proposed on clause 1 are as follows. On page 3, in line 24, to substitute the definition of prescribed, it means... The definition of prescribed means prescribed by regulation in terms of this act. You'll remember that on the introduced bill, the definition of prescribed just means prescribed by regulation There's no in terms of this act. Coming to number two, on the very same page, in line 25, to substitute the definition of this act, now the definition is, this act includes any regulation made in terms of this act. You will remember that in the introduced version, the definition was includes any regulation made in terms of Section 14, which means we took out Section 14 and we replaced it by in terms of this act. I don't know whether my pace is quick here. Are you still with me, members, honorable members? Okay. Coming to clause 2. In clause 2, on page 3, from line 28, to omit all the words following languages up to and including purposes, and to substitute for government purpose by national government. I would love the honourable members to take note of the following. When you had discussions with my colleagues, we noted that that if you look at purpose, we noted that we're supposed to use purposes as well so that we can be in line with the Constitution, because the Constitution talks about purposes, which means for government purposes by national government, you know, of which we can sort it out that purpose and purposes after the committee has deliberated on that. Coming to page 3 in line 32, after second two, to omit there. We're going to clause 3 now. I don't know whether the honourable members have taken note of everything in clause 2.
I don't understand this. Can you please read after this amendment you are talking about, in that is line 32. Can you read the sentence after you have asserted this change of 2 and to omit the? Can you read the sentence?
Okay. Facilitate equitable access to services and information of the national government. Are you fine, honourable member? Okay. To facilitate equitable services, equitable access to services and information of the national government.
Okay, honourable members, I see there's a hand.
Thank you, Chairperson. Actually, when we asked him to read, still he's skipping the first verse. We are confused. Like you are not reading the whole sentence.
Are you talking about line 32, Honourable Member? Okay. The objects of this Act are to facilitate equitable access to services and information of the national government. Yeah, I read it all. I'm starting from that too. The objects of this Act are to facilitate equitable access to services and information of the national government, which means we have deleted that there before that services. Yeah. Do you get it, Honourable Member? Okay, I'm sorry. Now we're going to clause 3. On page 3, in line 41, to omit Act and to substitute law, which means it will be it will read as follows: this Act takes precedence over any inconsistent provision of any other law regulating the use of official language by the national government, Full stop here. Are you with me, Honourable Members? Okay. Oh, we're going to clause 4 now. We are still in clause 4. On page 3 in line 49. Oh, okay, I'm sorry, Honourable Members. On page 3 in line 42, to omit regulating and to substitute on. Which means it will read like this way: the Act takes the precedence over any inconsistent provision of any other law on the use of official language by the national government. Which means you have taken out that regulating in line 42. We're going to clause 4. On page 3, in line 45, after prescribed, to omit the national government and to substitute every national department, national public entity, and national public enterprise. Are you still with me? Okay. Now it will read like this: within 18 months of the commencement of this Act, or such further period as the minister may prescribe, every national department, national public entity, and national public enterprise must adopt a language policy regarding its use of official languages for government purposes. On page 3, in line 49, after at least to omit 2 and to substitute 3. It will read like this: a language policy adopted in terms of subsection 1 must identify at least 3 official languages that a national department, national public entity, or national public enterprise will use for government purposes. On page 3, in line 50, to omit government purposes and to substitute the purposes of government, provided that at least two of the official languages identified must be in indigenous languages of historically diminished use and status. So it will read like this. A language policy adopted in terms of Section 1 must identify at least two official languages that a national department, national public entity, and national public enterprise will use for government purposes, provided at least two official languages identified must be indigenous languages of historical diminished use and status. On page 3, in line 52, to omit communicating and to substitute communication. On page 3, in line 55, after with, to insert members of. And it will read as follows. The language policy adopted in terms of Section 1 must describe how a national department, national public entity, and national public enterprise will communicate with the members of the public, with members of the public, where the language of choice of the public is not an official language contemplated in paragraph B. On page three, in line 55, after public, to omit the words where the and to substitute whose. In line 55, Honorable Member, the words were there, and to substitute whose language of choice. It will be whose language. Whose. On page 3, are you following, Honorable Member?
Chairperson. I'm sorry, Chairperson, I'll be intervening. You know, Chairperson, I just want to say we have dealt with the amendments in Parliament. But this is not user-friendly to us, the way it is written. I thought somewhere, somehow, I'm not a legal advisor, it must be quite explicit to us what has been amended by bolding some of the words here, so that we can read. Now, you see, the way we are doing it, Chairperson, it's going to take long. It's just not user-friendly to us. And I thought here we need to understand, and we must be taken through, you know, so that we agree to them. But Masters of Salem, Vasilova City, where? It doesn't work.
Okay, Honorable Story, I understand exactly what you're saying. It's confusing, I must say. But apparently a copy has been made of, what do you call it, the cleaned up version of the bill, which has got some copies. Honorable Senator.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. I think this is where that 23B could have been very useful, because the changes has already been made, and then now we have to rewritten everything by hand, long sentences and everything, and then we just could underline in that version 23B what the law advisor is talking about. So I think that document can still be useful. We know that it's not an official document. We are deliberating on that. So that's just the idea. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable from the Berg. But my understanding is that the B now is we cannot choose. Unfortunately, it doesn't correspond, and it's not what we cannot go a step ahead. It doesn't correspond. And but why? So we'll have to wait for this copies. But while I'm standing here, I thought about it that we must not take this issue of an unknown document lightly. I said at first it must be discarded, but as much as it is discarded, I think now an investigation must be done, because you can't have a document where the department doesn't know it, where the state law advisors doesn't know it, where we as Buffalo committee members do not know it. I think we must not take that lightly, the version that we were given earlier, that I said it must be discarded. And I don't know whether I'm the only one who's got that feeling, but I just, it will give a wrong impression to the public that we've got unknown documents, and we don't know, sabotage starts in such forms, because we really cannot have an unknown document. I don't know how about other honorable members feel about that. Honorable Shabalala and Honorable Nwamita.
Thanks, Chairperson. I also would want to take from the queue, as much as our honorable member who just joined us today,
Van der Berg.
Yes.
He'll kill you.
He would understand, Honorable Berg, that he's got the opportunity yet to see the vision that has been amended and so forth. But the reality in terms of the situation where we are facing now, we are saying that it's a serious matter. We are not also taking it light. So I'm taking from your cue that Chair definitely would have to get an investigation and find out how did it leak. Because we can't have issues where, as and when we give department work to do, as and when probably they're busy with the work and somebody decides to release the document. That way to us, I think that it must be very worrying. We don't want issues of sabotage from any other department, be it from the state or rather from the department as well. Everybody must be protected in terms of how we do work. So I think that I would want to take the cue. But also, Chairperson, allow me to also probably to bring some way forward in terms of the exercise that we're involved in. I think that I would make a suggestion that Honorable Mastor, if maybe the gentleman who's been busy taking us through in terms of the state around the clauses and the amendments, if he can just read them out to us, that this has been changed with this, in the clause 1, clause 2, just to take us through. I don't think that we necessarily want to take the B23 as well and keep on noting by hand. What we can allow him just to take us through and read them through, if there's an issue somebody would want to raise, because if you check, most of them is just waiting, communicate, prescribe, those type of waiting. So I think that we'll just want them just to read it out, what is the amendment. Probably maybe in that fashion would get us closer to where we need to go. Thanks.
Honorable Shulibana.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to reiterate what Honorable Chorala said, and Honorable Mastori. I think we can continue, but I think what he's trying to say is that it would have been easier to make the letters that has to be amended in bold. It would make it, you know, the work easier. And coming back to what the Chair said about the B23B 2011, which came before us, I think it was for me immature to come before this committee. Chairperson, is it any possibility that this investigated, how did this paper come before us now, before we know where it comes from? I think that will make this committee to run smoothly, so that in the future we go according to the process of the bill to be passed. Thank you.
Ramos?
Jay, it's for me very disappointing today to see what's happening. You know, you are our leader in this portfolio committee. Any documents who come in front of us, you are the person who was supposed to receive it up front, because you and the secretary work more closely. And it seems that you will not actually receive this document that you received here, what surprise in this portfolio committee. So definitely that shows there is something wrong. Definitely shows something wrong, because you are the chairperson, and you are even the person who sometimes must sign off documents to before we as committee members receive it. So now I'm standing totally in the line, and I already make a note for me before you even discuss the matter that we definitely must look in this matter. Secondly, Chair, say I was in other portfolio committees when we're dealing with legislation. I'm not liking the style that the state laws take us through. I'm honestly. You see, when you go to the original document, you're supposed to read us that paragraph and tell us where the change. And when you give the words to be changed, then you go back and give us the complete one. So that we can all be clear when we're going out here. I don't want the committee, you see, we read the annual report where they blame the portfolio committee of that time on something was happening. I don't want this committee, I was saying it in the public hearings, I don't want this committee must be blamed on this legislation and saying that we're taking the people of South Africa for granted. I think we are here not to open-minded and not become tired and not that patient. We have patience as a committee to dealing with this legislation on a proper way. Thank you very much.
Any other member? Want to cover? Honorable Story? Honorable Mushwana?
Thank you, sir. Inye into endizayitshoyo yokokuba ukuba kukho kufumaneke
uza going to translate.
Andizukwazi.
Ndiqhubeka. Ayiqhubeka, I'll translate.
Inye into endifuna ukuyixela kokokuba xa kuzawubakho iidocument eziqhutshekwa phantsi kwetafile apha uze sityholwe ngazo ukuba funeka siziowune, iyingxaki lobo yaye bukugebenga nobuqhophololobo obufanele into yoba singalahlekwa i-focus senze lo msebenzi ukuze abaphandi aba baphande bayenze ngokukhawuleza izokwazi umthetho uthathe indawo yabo.
Okay, what Honorable Chukwana is saying that if in the committee we receive documents that we don't know, no one has got ownership, it's criminal, and the criminals must come and come up front. Now we'll start.
I'm just worried that...
Who's a proposal? Yeah, come to it.
And I always get this from the chairperson instructing me to do things. I'm the only one that you always instruct like this chairperson. And but we'll discuss this some stage. Chairperson, I just want to make it clear. Maybe I was not understood at first. I was talking about the style, the one that Weep is talking about.
The what?
The style in which this document, the correction, the amendments here, are done. Because of Nebbe Nemonde, Chairperson, have patience with us so that we make these things clear. I am not condoning the document that we sent away. And I think I agree, we have to investigate. I think somehow somebody didn't understand me here. I want us to take it into consideration that this style, it's not user-friendly for us as a committee, because we must get the old version, and we must be able to identify the corrections. That's why I spoke about bold and underlining. That's what I'm saying. And that has got nothing to do with the document, the B something B.
No.
What happened?
My Honourable Chairperson, really, the document is confusing. But I want to support what Honourable Chabalala has said. The gentleman from the state attorney must just read, you know, the changes they have made. For an example, we are now in item number 7, page 3, line 65. I think that is where we are now. So he must just tell us that we have changed choice, and then the sentence now will read as follows, and then go down with us like that.
Okay. Honorable Van der Berg.
Thank you, Chairperson. It seems to me that the plot thickens. I just want to say, you know, it's my first meeting today in this Arts and Culture Committee, and since I arrived in Parliament, since 2009, every week I receive a pile of documents from the committee secretary, which I opened and went through, and the same I did with the information I received yesterday. It was official, I presume it was official documents from the committee secretary. It was printed like all the other stuff. So it's not that I sort of sneaked it in secretly or why it's only me that received that B document. So please understand me, there's nothing sinister about this whole thing. I just received a document from the department that I talked to in this committee. So it's not that I secretly put it behind and sneak it out to the press or whatever. Not at all. I thought we were going to discuss this document. So please, if you want to lay criminal charges, I think I need some money. Try it. I will see what's going to happen.
You have it. Honorable Berg, that's why we say you are the lucky one. Maybe welcome to this committee because nobody seems to know with this. you know, honestly, members. Oh, you're sorry, Honorable Berg.
Thank you, Chairperson. I have two issues, actually. I'm covered by what the other said. But it is important for us to emphasize that it is worrying, it's a worrying issue to have a document in front of us which we don't know where it is emerging from. Are you having a problem with it? Sorry. As long as you survive it like she. Thank you. So it's like we need to. Okay, we it's important to establish where documents emerge from, because otherwise, if we don't do that, it will become a trend that we end up with documents which we without a face, in short. And secondly, it's strange that the document in front of us, if it must be read by the presenters, they seem to be having a challenge in reading their own documents. I think that is a very serious concern, because we don't know how to move. We expect you to be able to read what you are bringing forth. Thank you. So that if it's not correct, perhaps you can propose that it be taken back and be corrected, because if you can't read it, maybe there is something wrong. Thank you.
Thank you. This is the when. Okay. Because members have been. There's another document now. This is the one where you can follow it on the amendment. Is it? Have you received it? I think this is the worst meeting I've ever chaired today. Honestly. Now, Fanatbeck, this is the most loveliest committee. Annalyn and Patty will tell you. But today, I'm not sure what is really happening. This is the one that you received. But I know members of the media here, they would want to make a headline of a unfound, unknown document. Somebody has confessed here now. This document, Johnny, the committee secretary, decided to be creative. He took the aim, Johnny, speak for yourself, what it, but what he did, he tried to be creative, to say he made the amendments and what was trying to impress the committee to say how this is how the bill will look like. He went ahead. So he's confessing here the letter here. Says the B version of the bill was circulated by me for CREDA. I just thought I would circulate it to members to give them a sense of what the final document would look like. Chair, I take full responsibility for the mix-up. I must admit I was a bit too hasty and forward.
Yes, we understand it like that, and I'm feeling so sorry for the committee secretary. He just wants to show some initiative and everything,
yes.
You know, and he's badly punished for having initiative. It's not so bad.
Oh, okay. At least something is out. Johnny, you have to apologize to the members. Honorable Silvana.
Thank you very much. I just want to second what the doctor, honorable member, has said. You know, we know Johnny to be a very progressive committee secretary. So I think I really would have to say sorry, but I think he did a good job. Next time, it's just that it must go through the correct channels. And for information, you said you were the only one who had the bill. I also got it. That's why the secretary is owning up that he's the one who was quite trying to be in advance in this bill. Thank you.
Johnny?
Yes, Chair. Honorable members in public, my humble apologies for trying to be progressive, but... I promise it won't happen again. I will. Yeah. Please accept my apologies. Department also. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. So another one in the back. Unfortunately, you won't have money. I'll allow Zara to just give so that members can get what the document we've just received.
Okay, one of my concerns about us keeping that so-called B bill was that, according to the department, it didn't quite correspond with the A list, so it would still have created confusion. But the department did have another cleaned-up version of the bill with those changes in. So in other words, those changes on the A bill are all in this document that was circulated now. So in other words, it will be easier to read because you now have this. The only problem is it's not highlighted or anything, but when the state law advisor now reads out the A list, you can follow him in this bill, and he will point you to the relevant, he'll have to direct you because there's no lines or anything here, but he'll have to direct you to where to find it. But at least you can then read it as it will appear.
Are you happy, members, with that one? Members, I think my story, what she raised, I agree with her because also it was just confusing members in terms of bolding, highlighting, because I was so confused myself there because I didn't understand what was amended away in terms of the, what do they call it, typography. So I don't know that members will be able to follow this one. If Malusi there over there explains it correctly to members to say this is what we have amended, because it's important that when you have amended something, one is able to understand what is it that has been amended and what is it that has been what that has been changed, so that when you include it in your mind. Okay, ma'am.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to clarify just one thing about this document that is being read by Malusi here, that is the state law advisor. That is the standard procedure, if I may say. This is how it is written, the A list, which is in actual fact communicating with the CREDA, that is the typist. This is the language they understand. So the bold and underlining is done only when you make amendment, that is amending a principal act. That is only where you use that. But with this amending amendments that are written in this fashion are the amendments amending a bill that is before Parliament, communicating with CREDA to write a new bill which is incorporating the amendments that the committee has agreed to. So the bold and underlining doesn't feature in this one. And again, if I may sort of impress on what Malusi is going through, it is the guidance given by the committee. You are supposed to read the amendments prepared by the state law advisor, which is this document, which is BA23A, which is the A list. She's supposed to read that. It was the honorable member, Mr. Ndapane, who wanted to, how will it look like? Then he decided to read. And it is sort of a problem to read from one document and read to another document. So it will be unfair to blame that the state law advisor doesn't know the document he is already prepared. That is unfair, honorable member.
Okay.
I want to emphasize, Chair, that the department was supposed to read how the amendments will look like. So it was not supposed to be the state law advisor. So, but he was doing that because of the request from the honorable member. He said, how will it read now? So he had to go and read that document. So I think now we'll be guided by the chairperson. What is it that the state law advisor was doing?
No, from my understanding of procedures, you are correct, state law advisors. But what we can do now, this other document is just circulated, will assist to I want to just be considerate, this is what we have changed, this is what it will look like. I think you've got the second document, just to assist members on the amendments of what has been changed. I know you are going over, but since we're This is how it's done, procedure. But just for Kasail, we are not cinemas. Yeah, okay. Can we continue then?
Thanks, honourable members. We are still at clause 4. Thanks, honourable members. We are still at clause 4, number 7. Number 7 says on page 3, line 55, after choice to omit of the public is not an official language contemplated in paragraph B, and to substitute is not an official language contemplated in subsection 2B or South African Sign Language. When we look at clause 4 of the bill, it will read as follows. A language policy adopted in terms of subsection 1 must describe how the national department, national public entity, or national public enterprise will communicate with members of the public whose language of choice is not an official language contemplated in subsection B or South African Sign Language. Do you follow, honourable members? If you look at this version, the version you've just got now, if you look at subparagraph 1, Roman figure 1, sentence which reads as not an official language contemplated in subsection B, it's supposed to be 2B there, as we have written it in our AB. Are we still together, honorable members? On page 4, from line 2, to omit F and to substitute, which means when we say that we omit F, we omit the whole paragraph. We omit the whole paragraph. And that paragraph will read like this way. Provide a complaint mechanism to enable the public to lodge complaints regarding the use of official language by the national department, national public entities, or national public enterprise. We're going to clause 5. On page 4, in line 16, to omit personnel and to substitute human resources. If I remember well, that point was raised in the committee meeting that they would prefer human resources. Going to clause 6. On page 4, in line 20, after on, after on, to insert policy and strategy, and it will read as follows. The National Language Unit must advise the minister on policy and strategy. On page 4, we go forward. On page 4, in line 21, to omit policy and strategy. And the sentence there will start with the to regulate and monitor the use of official language by the national government for government purposes. Okay. On page 4, from line 23, to omit subparagraph 2 and to substitute, to promote parity of esteem and equitable treatment of the official languages of the Republic, and facilitate equitable access to the services and information of national departments, national public entities, and national public enterprises. On page 4, from line 25, to omit subparagraph 3. On page 4, from line 28, to omit subparagraph 4 and to substitute, subparagraph 3, to promote good language management within the national departments, national public entities, and national public enterprises. And we're going to number 6. On page 4, in line 20, before the to insert on. On page 4, in line 30, before the to insert on. Going to 7. On page 4, in line 31, after with, to insert and promote the general coordination of. Going to number 8. On page 4, from line 31, after 7, to omit, to promote general coordination. Going to number 9. On page 4, in line 23, to omit paragraph C and to substitute C with to perform the functions provided for in section 8 for the department. Oh, number 7, honorable member.
Yeah.
Oh, on page 4, which one? We're talking about number?
All
line 31. On page 4, in line 31, after which, after with, man, I'm sorry, beg your pardon. After with, to insert and promote the general coordination of. Okay. Are you fine with it? Okay. There will be a new paragraph C on page 4 in line 33, which will read as follows: perform the functions provided for in section 8 for the department. Going to number 10, on page 4 in line 34, to omit paragraph D and to substitute with another D which will read as follows: perform any other function that the minister may prescribe. On page 4 in line 35, to omit paragraph E. Going to clause 7. On page 4 in line 44, after national, to insert public. Going to number 2. On page 4 in line 48, to omit personnel and to substitute human resources. On page 4, going to number 3, on page 4 in line 48, after administrative, to insert resources. Going to clause 8, number 1. On page 4 in line 51, after national, to insert public. On page 5 in line 8, to omit 62 and to substitute 9. On page 5 in line 9, to omit paragraph E, and paragraph E now will read as follows: promote parity of esteem and equitable treatment of the official languages of the Republic, and facilitate equitable access to the services and information of the national department, national public entity, or national public enterprise concerned. On page 5 in line 11, to omit paragraph F, and paragraph G becomes paragraph F. On page 5 in line 15, after concerned, to insert N. Going to number 6. On page 5, after line 15, to insert paragraph G, which reads as follows: perform any other function that the minister may prescribe. Going to clause 9.
Sorry, Madusi, before
okay. You
go to clause 9, I thought...
Okay.
My apologies. There's a fresh tea outside. I'll just allow a 10 minutes break, and then we can just come back. Please. I know everyone was concentrating, but I know some tea lovers are already saying to me tea break. Oh, you don't want the tea break? Oh, I feel people not moving, so that's why. 10 minutes.